A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of sports. Very little stuff.
Have you voted yet?
I have not.
I went and voted today. Of course I went right. Right before I got in line, the bus from the old folks' home pulled in. So it took, it didn't, I shouldn't say it took forever.
Yeah.
But, because it didn't take me long to get up to the front of the line.
Bet you there were a lot of Trump votes on that bus.
Oh boy, were there. And there was one guy in, on a rascal who, he needed help figuring out the voting machine. And he said, I want to vote for that guy right there, which maybe he skipped over the presidential vote and just wanted to vote for, like, the sheriff or something. That's possible.
Yeah.
But then the lady tried to show him, well, you've got all these other things you can vote on. He said, I'm not going to vote on any of that garbage. And he went on his way. He voted for one man and one man only and walked out of there.
Yeah, I always wait.
I'm assuming that man wasn't Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, since it was you never know. I was just about to make a really inappropriate Hillary Clinton joke. Thanks for setting me up for that. I always wait till the day of.
I know it's going to be crazy.
See, the cool thing is, because I have days off, I can go at like 10 or 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's not many people there because they'll go for lunch. So as long as I go before lunch or after lunch, it's never a problem. Plus, I have a lot more studying to do on some of these other races, and those are the ones that I care more about.
Blacks or whites or Hispanics? Which races are you studying?
Asians.
John, yeah. Can you be a tutor for him?
Yeah, I'll try.
He's trying to learn more about your people.
Some of the other people we're going to elect is what I mean.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I get the right thing on races that matter to us.
Gotcha.
See, now I can't even say races without, you know, you making it
You're
sound.
You're a racist. Did you hear about this guy in Comal County in New Braunfels? He is charged with electioneering. A 55-year-old dude.
Driving a train through a...
No. What you're not allowed to do is, within 100 feet of a polling place, you're not allowed to wear shirts or hats or buttons. So if you do go vote, you can't wear a Make America Great Again hat or a Hillary Clinton T-shirt. You're not allowed, although I haven't seen really much of either of those.
No, I haven't seen either one.
But
there were a bunch of people out at the polling station by me protesting the North Dakota pipeline today.
Oh, yeah. So I would protest that, too. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a baby, but I've done some reading on that. That's not a good situation up there. And
it's getting ugly up there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's turning into like a police state. I don't like what's happening there at all, but I don't want to get started on all that. Anyway, this guy, Brett Moth, is 55 years old, got arrested because he was wearing a Trump hat and T-shirt and refused to take it off. He said he got rid of the hat as requested, but would not budge on removing the shirt. They asked him to go into the bathroom, turn his shirt inside out before
he
voted.
Fair, yeah.
He would not budge. He said, the reason I'm not going to talk any more to the media is that the story gets twisted around, and I don't want to give you any comment. So He thinks the media is twisting his story, but they said it's basically the election code. You can't have any of that stuff. You can't wear, you can't carry a sign into the polling place. This is just a simple law.
Well, that's why they have to stand outside to hand you stuff, right?
And they said most people who make this mistake, they manage to avoid going to jail. You know, they either smarten up and, you know, take off their hat or turn their shirt around. Well, this guy just refused to do so and got arrested. He's released on $500 bond. It's just a misdemeanor.
Still.
But, it's very strange. And now, that said, in Behar County, GOP Chairman Robert Stovall reported that his party's unofficial poll watchers had observed a disturbing partisan T-shirt incident on the south side of San Antonio. They, the poll officials, made one of our voters who had a Trump T-shirt take the T-shirt off. The two ladies behind him with Hillary shirts did not have to take their Hillary shirts off.
Did we want them to take their shirts off? That would be the other
Stovall question. Said, you can't do it. He's talking about electioneering. You can't. You can be belligerent if you want, but you won't end up in a good place, which is, that's the truth. I mean, just be smart. Don't show up wearing that stuff. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I saw two weird things today. I guess it was Old People Day because when I was in the tunnel briefly to go, I was going to take the Canadian to lunch, and there was a whole pack of them lined up, and we couldn't get around them because those tunnels aren't that big. They were just blocking the whole thing, and there was some guy leading them. So I think it must have been Old Person Day. So it actually worked out better. We went outside because it was such a nice day. But then we get near this restaurant we're going, and there's two guys trying to hand out pamphlets saying impeach Obama. And I'm kind of
maybe a little late for that.
Yeah, it's like you do realize that we're voting on a new one here, like right around the corner. In fact, doing it now, that he's already going to be taken care of. So, oh, he's going to start a nuclear war. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's going to be his last.
That's
move.
His last act. Yeah, you know what? Let's just go ahead and start a nuclear war.
Well, imagine what the guy that wants to build a wall is going to do then.
See, the one thing about him. And I don't want to get too much into this because I pissed off the current future ex today because when we passed those guys, she's like, well, it'll be worse if this guy gets in. I'm like, what has he done? He said a lot of stuff, but what has he actually done that would give you an indication that he would do something like that? He just talks.
Yeah.
And, you know, do I like what he says? No. Do I think he's out of line, but what has he really done to make you think that he would go start a war? Just curious. We do have the coming up at 5:45, a gem of the year candidate, by the way. And you had a really good one.
Yeah.
And I think any other day, that's gem of the day.
Yeah.
But, and this one is from our friends up in College Station. So
most people probably know.
Most people have probably seen this story, yes. But we're saving it for Gym of the Day because it's that freaking good. And, I want to put it in the Gym of the Year conversation.
All right.
That's what we're going to do at the end of the year. We'll have Gym of the Year. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 49 says he's never held public office, so you have no idea. Well, exactly. I don't know, but I don't know. I do know that he hasn't done anything yet except talk. I hate both these candidates. That was the other argument we were having is like, well, people like her more than they do Trump. No, they don't. They hate her less than they do him. That's a huge difference. I don't know a whole lot of people running around with Hillary shirts and feeling good about it.
No.
Except those two ladies there.
And I'm getting a bad feeling about Gary Johnson more and more research I do about him. I don't know if I can... Listen, I had the balls to vote for that guy.
Listen, I don't blame you. I've told a lot of people that, is Gary Johnson an ideal candidate for me? No, not really. But for me, the vote is more about, A, his beliefs align with mine much further or much more than the other two do. And B, there's only one way to get rid of the two-party system that has us where we are now. And so... Listen, you're not going to find a perfect candidate. Gary Johnson is far from it, but I voted for him today. I with zero expectation that he's going to win, but it's more of a vote for you know, for something new. And just vote whatever you believe in, man. That's what I tell everybody. There's going to be people who try to bully you. There's going to be people who try to shame you. Whatever.
If Trump's your guy, vote for Trump.
Yeah.
If Hillary's your guy, vote for him. I mean, her. I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's it's your vote, man. It's your voice. And I'm not going to try to talk anybody out of voting for anyone that they believe in.
I will judge you, but I won't try to talk you out of it.
Yeah, and I might make fun of you.
Do you guys see the recent like pandering these two have been doing? The Trump thing that I have, but Hillary.
We got to do that next. Yeah, we actually have to do that next.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about this, you know, after the break. But Hillary, I think, recently came out and said that her wardrobe was influenced by Death Row Records. I think I read that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'll find it. But I was like, oh, my God.
Michael said that happened to me in Montgomery County on Tuesday. It didn't know it was a rule, and the guy had to turn his shirt inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's – but I've heard of that happening a lot. It's not a big deal to turn your shirt inside out. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you can't do that. I really didn't know that.
I also have another question. So today we got to hit a break, or we got a second to talk?
Got a second.
Okay. So there was, and I'm trying to be sensitive about this. There was someone who had a caretaker with them who was clearly not of full mental capacity. Like that vote, they're allowed, they've got a vote though, right?
Yeah.
I wonder, that makes me wonder. Because that means their caretaker is basically voting for them. I don't know how fair that is.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Because this person today was incapable of voting for himself. Like, we were in line right by them. I mean, this was not a person who could have made a conscious decision on who they wanted to vote for. Huh. So it's basically the person who's pushing them around in the chair, they get two votes.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is why, no matter, even if you hate both of these candidates or all three of these candidates, then, and you need to hold your nose to do it, at least go vote for what you're going to vote for to offset stuff like that and people who maybe shouldn't be voting. Because most of you guys are really, really smart.
Yeah.
And,
well, some of you.
I'd say most. It's just... I'll stick with my 95% versus 5%. And it doesn't matter to me. Just get out and do it. That's all I'm asking. All right, yeah, quick break. We'll do a little bit of this when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's try a caller, too. Brad, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, Fred, A.J. I want to talk quarterbacks a little bit and why, you know, teams continue to overpay for quarterbacks who haven't really done anything. And, you know, I hear all the time this argument that, well, that's the going rate for a quarterback guy like Fitzgerald. You guys were talking about Cutler being available next year. And, you know, some team is going to go out and overpay for this guy. And they say, well, that's the going rate for, you know, for a starting quarterback. But, you know, in reality, those guys aren't they're not winning Super Bowls. You go back and you look in the 50 years of the Super Bowl, the guys that are winning the Super Bowls are guys that were drafted or a handful of guys like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees who were established as excellent quarterbacks. Peyton Manning had already won a Super Bowl, with his previous team. And, you know, Brees was, you know, yeah, most people in San Diego would argue that was a mistake getting rid of him, even though Rivers put up good numbers. Brees was, you know, just as good. But you go back and you look, those are the guys. The guys that are getting drafted are the ones that, you know, they're leading teams to the Super Bowl.
So. But they're also the ones getting paid. And that's the thing. If you look at Drew Brees, he got a huge contract to go to New Orleans. Peyton Manning, even last year, was making $21 million, I believe. And so one thing is what you're saying isn't related to what we're talking about. Well, that's a going price for a quarterback. Yeah. Is and everybody needs one. Those guys got paid. Aaron Rodgers got paid, won a Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger won two Super Bowls, got paid. There is a price to pay for those guys.
Well, and I think what he's saying is, why would you pay a guy like Jay Cutler? And this is the weird thing, or Matt Stafford, for instance, because those guys, we've known. I mean, we've seen those guys for a long time. We know what they are. They're basically middle-of-the-road NFL quarterbacks. They're not special.
Well, Matt Stafford, you could argue, is having a special season.
He is having a special
season. But he's also on a contract.
But Jay Cutler's had a special year before. I mean, but that's what they are. Like, over the course of their career, they've been middle-of-the-road quarterbacks. I think at their peaks, you would have seen, you would have said they're maybe top 10 guys, but most of the time they're in that 10 to 15 range.
Yeah.
And you say, why would you pay a guy who's in the 10 to 15 range? Because the two alternatives are, you're either drafting a guy and hoping, or you're going out there with Case Keenum or Colin Kaepernick, and those guys, you've got no chance. So what's the right answer? I don't know.
The idea is, if you can get a Russell Wilson on his rookie deal,
yeah,
with a team like that surrounding him, and maybe it's Dak Prescott. Maybe that's what it is. If you can get that, if the Broncos can win with Trevor Siemian not having to pay him, that's great, because...
Well, and they've also drafted a guy.
Yeah,
which they
think will be their guy. But the reality is... and
but do you think the Arizona Cardinals were dumb for paying Carson Palmer? They didn't draft him, but Carson Palmer's given them the best quarterback play and has really turned that team from a middle-of-the-road to bottom franchise to a Super Bowl contender.
And
they wouldn't be that without Carson Palmer. If you've seen them play without Carson Palmer, you know that.
You can win without a high-priced quarterback, but the circumstances have to be perfect. And then you're going to have to pay that guy.
And they win.
And that's
what the Ravens did.
And
that's what the Seahawks have done.
That's the decision that the Broncos decided not to do with Osweiler. And, you know, we'll see if it works out for them, but... Yeah, I kind of get the sense what you're saying is, it's like you shouldn't pay for any of these guys, but the reality is that's the thing, and you're going to make mistakes.
And this is the other thing, Fred. If you don't have one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the league, and the 20th best guy in the league is the best guy that's available, do you not pay him?
You got to, because the reality is you're either paying a guy and taking your shot with him, or you're in no man's land like the Browns.
Yes.
Like the Texans have been since Matt Schaub melted down. You're going through quarterback, like the Rams basically are. Now, at some point, it'll be Jared Goff's team, but right now it's not.
Which is why I will never fault the Texans for taking a swing at Brock Osweiler. They just picked the wrong guy. At least what it looks like now is they picked the wrong guy. If they did pick the wrong guy, well, they at least made an effort, because they realized that a Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett mishmash, which they tried to go with last year, you've got no chance with that. They figured with Osweiler, we've got a chance. They were wrong, but that's why they paid him, because they thought he would be a guy that would give them a chance. He would be I think they were hoping he'd be a top 20 quarterback, and most people thought if they had a top 20 quarterback, they'd have a legit shot. They just happened to be wrong on him.
But even so, no matter how good your quarterback is, you've still got to have the team around him to win.
No doubt.
And the Colts are a perfect example right now. If you look, Andrew Luck is actually having a fantastic season. The team around him is a joke.
Yeah.
And that's where you look at the franchises that are up there every year. I mean, they draft well, and they replenish their players. The Steelers are there every year. The Packers are there every year. And the Patriots, obviously, now, even when they lose Brady, I would think they're going to be pretty good every year, simply because they find the right players to fit in at cheap prices. But the reality is, man, most teams to be playoff contenders have to have at least a top 10, top 15 quarterback.
Well, and here's the other thing. in the case of the Lions, let's say they decide not to pay Matt Stafford top quarterback money. Then they either draft a quarterback with probably a 15 to 20 pick, which good luck getting somebody that you really believe in that range, or you go into next season with Dan Orlovsky. Neither one of those, to me, is better than paying Matt Stafford, who's at least proven to be a serviceable, starting caliber NFL quarterback. That's why I said it was foolish for John Fox to say he's done with Jay Cutler, because John Fox, your other option, and again, you mentioned, Fred, the short leash that coaches have in Chicago.
Yeah.
You think John Fox has time to groom some rookie quarterback? No, he does not. You think John Fox is going to win with Matt Barkley? No, he is not.
Which means you're going to have to draft a guy who may or may not be ready right off the bat.
Right, but for now, your best chance is to smile at Jay Cutler and hope that you get the good Jay Cutler and not the bad Jay Cutler, because the good Jay Cutler is a serviceable NFL quarterback.
Did you see this? Some idiot started a GoFundMe to get rid of Brock Osweiler.
I don't think that's – I mean, maybe it is real.
Well, it's already raised $215 of the $72 million goal. Do not give money to this clown, because here's the thing that you haven't thought about. Oh, it sounds cute to go get – I'm sure it was a joke, but go get $72 million to buy him out. Guess what happens if you buy him out and cut him this year? You're looking at $37 million in dead money. If you do it next year,
well, you also don't have to.
You're looking at $25 million.
You also don't have to get the whole $270 million, because he's already gotten some of that.
Yeah,
some,
you don't have to raise the whole $72 million. you can cut him in 2018. You'll save $15 million on the cap. It'll be a $6 million dead money hit. So it is a 2-year mistake. It is a this year next year mistake. If it turns out being that, and it looks like it is. See, JD says 95.5 is too generous. Meh. Just my observation. I think 95% of our listeners are totally awesome, cool people, and 5% are just miserable dickweeds. And he says, I like him, but Gary Johnson equals Ross Perot. A vote for him is a vote for Hillary.
Oh, okay.
JD, I know we always go through this, but my liberal friends tell me a vote for Johnson is a vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And you're saying it's a vote for Johnson. It's not a vote for either one of them.
And guess what? A vote for Trump is a vote for Trump. And yeah. A vote for Hillary is a vote for Hillary. And I'm not voting for either of them. So if my Gary Johnson vote is a vote for Hillary, then so be it. And you know what? That's what people told me last year or last election when I voted for Gary Johnson then too. That a vote for and listen, I wanted desperately to vote for. I was almost sure I was going to vote for a Republican this year.
No, yeah,
but then I saw the options that I was given. It was a short list of people that were up on that debate stage that I could have stomached giving a vote to. And at the end of the day, like the final three or four that were left in there, none of them could have ever stomached giving a vote for, and particularly Trump. So there were Republicans that I would have voted for. There were Democrats that I would have voted for. None of them are left standing, so I'm not voting for any of them.
Yeah, there were... I would say probably four on each side.
I would have voted for Rand Paul in a heartbeat.
I would have too. That would have been my guy.
And I know there were people who...
And maybe this sets him up in 4 years.
That's what's hilarious about that is there were people who said that he's not conservative enough. And meanwhile, now you've got Donald Trump. This is what you decided on, because Rand Paul wasn't conservative enough.
Wasn't
experienced enough.
I got to what are the odds that kind of tied the last two topics together. What do we get first? A good... president or a good quarterback in Houston?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go quarterback in Houston.
Yeah, because I think we're looking at least 8 years here.
I mean, when's the last...
the Texans franchise, what is this, going into year 14?
Well, that's true.
Oh, boy.
It's been longer since we had a good president than...
Yeah.
So that may be... Yeah.
It might be a while for both.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any correlation.
Maybe it is. Maybe this is what we're doomed to. All right, better yet, we get a good president, Texans get a real quarterback, or I die.
Oh, I think you'll die
yeah,
first.
Yeah, probably. All right, quick break. Christopher Harris next to do a little fantasy. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know how you did it, but now you've got me thinking about the one-legged Russian chick from The Sopranos again, who was always on my, well, Russian and one-legged. That's right up my alley, right? All right, time to talk, speaking of fantasies, time to talk a little fantasy football with our good buddy, fantasy football expert, Christopher Harris. You can follow him on Twitter, at Harris Football. You need to check out his website, which is great. He does podcasts. He does a little bit of everything. And he's also a novelist. His War on Sound book is out. Chris, how the heck are you, and how is the book doing?
The book is doing really well. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well. I'm in Massachusetts, though, and it's snowing. So, yeah.
Well, it's only...
Sounds like Assachusetts, am I right? Am I right?
You guys know that I usually spend the winter in Austin for exactly that reason. Yeah. I'm kind of with you.
it's 70s and beautiful here, so not to rub it in or anything. Of course, talk to us again in August when it's 105 and we're all melting whenever we walk outside.
Right, which is why I don't live in Austin for the full year, because I can't hack it.
Well, first off, let's talk about this game tonight. Are there viable options here and on either team for somebody who wants to jump in and have something to root for on a Thursday night?
Yeah. I mean, I was joking on the podcast today that I feel like I know why I'm watching, because it's my job. But other folks, I suggest maybe a little like Sims Nats bingo, maybe a little drinking game every time we say the word Jaguars. Maybe every time we trail off into nothingness when we're doing our commentary and never finish a sentence. But yes, of course, DeMarco Murray's been great, and I think you keep using him no matter what. Allen Robinson's lower in my receiver ranks than he's been at any point this year, and yet he's still top 20, so I think most folks who draft him are using him. And then I felt weird doing it, but I think I have the Titans defense ranked number 7 and maybe the Jags ranked number 11. Neither case do I feel like those defenses are great, but it just they feel like they're facing offenses that, depending on the week you catch them, you could actually get, you know, 4 turnovers and 8 sacks, and you wouldn't bat an eye.
I noticed Tom Brady has been at the top of a lot of quarterback rankings, and I know he's the top of your Week 8 rankings, top of AJ's again. Are we just going to keep riding this Brady train as he gets his revenge tour?
That's the way I'm looking at it. And, of course, the numbers weren't spectacular against the Steelers last week. It felt to me like that's the worst the Patriots can possibly play, and yet, you know, they still smoked a pretty good team on the road. I've been saying it's the Tom Brady napalm tour. Listen, Bills are good on defense, and there's certainly a lot of familiarity there. And one thing you know for sure is that the Ryans are going to blitz. I mean, they don't sit back. They are certainly going to come after him. It's just... when you blitz Brady, he tends to beat you, so you're using him, you know.
Notice you got Cam Newton pretty high this week. What's the thinking there as he goes up against Arizona?
Yeah, I got asked about that a lot, because I rank most of those Panthers as though they're fantasy starters, and yet I have the Cardinal defense as number 3. The Panther offense has been fine. It can catch up when it needs to. I think the run game, Jonathan Stewart, could be in for a little bit more of a long week. I think you can sort of the Cardinal pass rush for me is not consistent. That's the story of Chandler Jones to me. They don't always get pressure throughout a game, and I think you can throw on them enough. And Cam Newton's really good. The reason Cam Newton's always going to be high though is sometimes hit the running quarterbacks. It's the one area where fantasy value and real life value don't intersect as much, because just if you can get me 60 yards rushing and the potential for a rushing touchdown as a quarterback, it's what makes Colin Kaepernick not playing that well still valuable for fantasy, or Tyrod Taylor or Tim Tebow back in the day, you know. And so it feels like Newton's going to save you almost no matter what in that game. But it's a fascinating game, because I think of the 4 units playing, it's the Panther defense that's really the obvious weak link among the 3, and it could lead either to a Cardinal blowout or a shootout.
I think the most interesting game for fantasy purposes this week is Seattle and New Orleans, because New Orleans, you have all these guys who score a ton of points, but they're playing against Seattle's defense. And then you've got a bunch of Seattle guys, and you want to start everybody who plays against New Orleans, but Russell Wilson seems banged up. What's the right move? Who are the right guys to play this week in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're so right about that. It's a fascinating game. Anyway, when kind of the irresistible force meets the immovable object, you know, the Seattle defense is as good as ever. And so you've got all these great Saint weapons, and I think you probably just go ahead and use them. But it is worrisome because it's not impossible that they get after Breeze and that they'd make his life miserable, and it's just not the usual Saint output. But I'm with you that the real drama is the other side of the ball because, my God, everybody playing against New Orleans, it's supposed you just start them no matter what. I agree with you that the Wilson injuries, very, very significant and probably the biggest constraining factor for that Seattle offense, exacerbated by how bad that line is. You know, when Bradley Soule, the left tackle, goes out of that game on Sunday night, he's probably the worst left tackle in football, and yet you're like, oh boy, they lost Bradley Soule, that's not good. You know, it's really ugly, and they don't have Wilson's mobility to sort of cover up for all their problems, or Marshawn Lynch. By the way, I still think you can run them almost no matter what. So I think Chris and Michael, you just have to use. Russell Wilson's a tougher call for me. I mean, I think for as poorly as that line has blocked any other opponent, and Wilson is like number 15 for me this week, I'd rather go with someone else. But I wound up ranking him number 9, and that probably means you use him, and you just hope that this is at least one week where you can get right, because the Saint defense is just, you know, you don't want to fall into the same cliche of saying the same thing everybody else says, but it really is just that bad. It's so terrible, and they can't fix it. They keep drafting guys. Those guys keep getting hurt. They have good defensive personnel in the secondary. They're just all hurt. So, I feel like Seattle's probably going to get well for a week at least.
Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert, is our guest. Have some listener questions for you. Ed, want to know, is Asiata a valuable play with McKinnon banged up, and is he worth starting over Yeldon? I'll answer the second part. I know you have him ranked ahead of Yeldon on your rankings. How viable is he moving forward with the injuries they have there?
Yeah, you know, I think I have him ranked ahead of him even when, because I have McKinnon in my ranks right now. I haven't really, you know, we don't know for sure if he's missing the game. So that tells you for sure if McKinnon's out, I'm with you 100%. I think I'd be thinking using Asiata. He's truth in advertising. You know, he kind of is what he is. He's got some value as a very straightforward banger who, if he gets double-digit touches, at least you know you're getting, I don't know, 50 total yards and a decent chance at a touchdown. A player like this has very, very little low ceiling, but very, very high floor if you don't have Jerick McKinnon playing. And even if you do, you still have a decent option, a decent possibility of getting a touchdown. So don't love him. Usually don't win fantasy championships with guys who are kind of right down the middle and don't have a lot of upside, but sometimes beggars can't be choosers.
And who would you invest in more going forward for the entire season, not just this week, Booker or Melvin Gordon, also from a listener?
For the rest of the season, I think I'm probably on Melvin Gordon. I think he's a little bit more of a, I don't know, I hate saying it because I feel like it's a cliche, but a little, like a special talent than Devontae Booker is. I know Gordon gets a lot of slack because of a low yards per carry. It's just not a stat I really believe in. I think the Charger offensive line stinks, and he makes them look viable sometimes. And, of course, his rushing touchdowns are not sustainable. He's not going to wind up with 24 rushing touchdowns. That's not going to happen. But I like Devontae Booker a lot, and I was all over him this summer, and I was really down on C.J. Anderson. And yet I don't really feel like I have a great sense of what he is as a player, except for all I remember is the first time he touched the ball in the NFL, he fumbled it. So as we all fall in love with him, with the idea of C.J. Anderson out, I like him too, but I think I still prefer Gordon.
What's the deal with the running back situation in Detroit? I mean, are you avoiding it completely, or how do you rank these guys at this point?
Yeah, it seems like from what all the beat reporters are saying, not that that's, you know, unfortunately, the beat reporters, like the rest of us, we just sort of have to accept what the teams say, and sometimes it's not the truth, but it seems like from the way everybody's saying it, it's like a total changing of the guard. Last week is Zach Center, Justin Forsett, and this week we're right back to Theo Riddick and Dwayne Washington. And I don't know that this week you can feel 100% sure that that's going to wind up being the case, but if it is, if we can convince ourselves it is, or if we wait a week and we see that it is, I mean, Riddick in that offense interests me a lot because it is the dinkiest, dunkiest offense in the league right now. Matthew Stafford has the lowest average yards at the target of any quarterback in the league. That includes Blaine Gabbert, which is shocking considering we know Stafford actually can throw the ball down the field, whereas Gabbert can't. But this is what they want to do. They want to throw it really short. And Theo Riddick is hugely valuable in that kind of role. I mean, if he in that offense, if he doesn't get hurt, if he plays the full season, I think 90 to 100 catches would have been on the table. And as it is, he could still get to 70 or 80. So Riddick is the one, even in the standard league, I mean, those yards count anyway. So I think, again, the ceiling gets somewhat lower for all those players because there's multiple and because you're not likely to get a whole bunch of carries. But heck, I'll take, give me, you know, Theo Riddick's 75 combined yards every week, even in the standard league, and then he even found the end zone earlier in the year.
And the way teams are running against the Texans, it's hard to avoid the situation altogether. You want to get some kind of a piece of that.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, the Texans are I don't want to come down too harsh. I think that's what everybody's been doing, and I think they might think they're going to New England, Minnesota, and Denver, and putting up a lot of points. Right, offense, I'm almost going to excuse. I think you've really latched onto something, which is why this run defense so bad. I guess it's what, but I think you're onto something there with the Lions' running game.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. Christopher, before we let you go, tell the new folks who might not be familiar with your book how they can get it.
Oh, the book is it's a novel, and it's about music. It's you can find it at waronsoundbook.com. Thank you for that. And I do a podcast 5 days a week, so if folks are just hearing me for the first time, check it out, harrisfootball.com. If you like fantasy, I think you'll like the show. It's pretty fun. Our listeners are insane. we have a fun time.
All right, Christopher, appreciate the time as always, sir. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Christopher Harris.
All right, guys, and the great thing about fantasy is even if your team stinks and you're having to choose between Lions running backs this week, you don't have to anymore, not at DraftKings. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to Detroit Lions running backs or busts or retiring players from the Dolphins. None of that. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire in the middle of the night. Every week's a brand new season at DraftKings. You just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, play them every week, or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win hard cash. Even if your fantasy team's circling the drain, you can still win big money at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for detail. The website is DraftKings.com.
To ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy, bitches.
Halloween is coming, so you get a new puppy and your best friend is known as Puppyzilla in the neighborhood. Turn your little monster into a prince with a little help from Man's Best Friend and ESPN 97.5. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help turn your doggy disaster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter or come by any of our station events for your chance to win. Your gift card can be used for obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer.
Woof, woof.
I'm getting a lot of, why didn't you ask my question? Well, I had a bunch of questions, so I answered a few. I asked a few, but most of them were, should I start this guy or this guy? And I know some of you might be new to the show, so I'll just... The easiest thing on that is Chris has rankings on his website. So if you're looking at what quarterback over what quarterback, you just go there. AJ has his rankings on my website, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. Just go there. So not deliberately not asking your questions.
But we've kind of answered those already.
Yeah, they're answered and they're available to you, so that's why. All right, this is a candidate for Gem of the Year, so let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, this is, to my Aggie friends, you're trying really hard to be Florida with this story, I have to say. A Texas A&M University freshman was arrested Wednesday night. Well, here's the first thing she did wrong. She ran into the back of a parked police car. That's never a good sign, right? If you're going to just crash into a parked police car.
That's not good.
Part two of this story, alcohol was involved. So drunk driving into the back of a parked police car, that's two strikes. Strike three, and the best of all, she was taking a nude Snapchat photo while driving the car under the influence into the back of a police car. I think that is pretty much the triple crown of perfection when it comes to a gym of the day.
Yeah, I guess so.
Miranda K. Raider, 20, hit a parked police car Wednesday around 8:30, about 5 miles north of the campus in College Station. Bryan Police Officer John Sartell was responding to a disturbance call in the area when he heard a vehicle braking hard, and he saw a gray Acura SUV crash into his parked patrol car.
Oh, boy.
He found Raider in the gray Acura with the airbags deployed, and she was not wearing a shirt. I asked her why she was not dressed while driving, and she stated that she was taking a Snapchat photo to send to her boyfriend while she was at the red light.
That's sweet of her.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's kind of cool of her. I like that.
If you're going to ask your girl for nudes, you don't do it while she's drunk and driving.
Yeah, that's a negative. But apparently, and just, you know, if you want to Snapchat us boobs, that's fine. Just don't do it while you're driving. Don't do it while you're, well, you can do it while you're drunk. That's pretty cool. But don't do it while you're driving. Apparently, she had an unclassed bra and was attempting to put on a black blouse when the officer approached her vehicle. She told him she had an open bottle of wine in the car that she was bringing home from a friend's house. Okay, that's another strike right there. Upon further inspection, he found that the wine bottle was about a quarter of the way full with the liquid that had the odor of an alcoholic beverage.
Yep.
Raider told the officer she drank about a quarter of the wine at her friend's house before she left to go home to her dorm. He proceeded to conduct a number of sobriety tests on her and found her eyes were glassy and she swayed continuously. Now, she might have just been practicing for the football game with the swaying. That's a possibility, okay? She was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital to have her blood drawn before she was then taken to the Brazos County Detention Center, where she was booked and charged with driving while intoxicated with an open container, also given a minor in possession of alcohol possession citation. She is listed as a general engineering freshman on the university's website. Isn't that everybody?
Yeah, pretty much.
And she was released on a $2,000 bond around 6 a.m. this morning. I have to say I like this girl. This is my kind of girl. As a parent, though, would that be not the worst thing in the world?
Oh, man.
You get that call, and then not only are you arrested for it, but it shows up all over the media. So I feel for the parents of
that's a tough one.
Miranda K. Raider.
I don't. You know why? Because I don't have daughters. I never have to feel sorry.
Yeah.
If I were, I mean, I feel like the boyfriend's name should be mentioned.
Yeah, it's kind of his fault, right?
Yeah, who she was sending those nudes to.
Yeah. Well,
people want to know.
You know what? I like you, Miranda K. Raider. You're my kind of girl. Come see me in 15 years, if I'm still alive. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. All right, guys, a couple things you got to do this fall. You got to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. You got to get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. You can do both with one call right now to Dirt Free Carpet Clean. 281-DIRT-FREE and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $150, and they'll throw in free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. It's Dirt Free Carpet Clean, 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind the soap. They're leaving behind the water. They're leaving behind the chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. These guys have been doing it chemical free for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do 3 rooms of carpet for just $150, and you'll get those free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival while supplies last. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
One big lie, she hates me. Trust, she hates me.
This is the Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5.